very poor performance, Charlie. There's no point. You can gloss it up all you want, but it was a poor display. I think the biggest disappointment of it was that we didn't really compete the way that we should have. You know, it's always going to be tight down here, but I mean, you have to get stuck in, and I don't think we did anywhere near the level of intensity that you need.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair summary of what we saw out there, because in the first 15 to 20 minutes, it was like boys against men, but purely because of the physical aspect they brought to the game, and we left them in the dressing room.
Well, it's a tight field, you know. There's loads of excuses that you could make, but the point of the matter is, it's the same for both teams, and you know, it's a home game for them. And I know Kildare had tagged this as a very important game, likewise we did, you know. But as I said, I mean, like once a team like Kildare gets away in you, which they did, you're going to be chasing the match, and when the home crowd gets behind them as well, it makes your job twice as hard.
Yeah, we got a somewhat fortuitous goal that. Well, didn't get us really back into the game, but give us a bit something to hold on to coming up to half time. 6 points down at half time, John Joe. You didn't spend too long in the dressing room with them.
Well, I mean, I spoke. There's very little you can say at that stage. I mean, it's just a matter of getting out and getting stuck onto it. And you know, if you look at the results of the National League this last while, I felt we could have got back into it had we started to play, you know, because 5 or 6 points isn't really that much to come from behind if you up your ante and you start. But we were playing with the breeze, but we didn't really kick on from there. You know, it was just the second half was pretty much basically a continuation of the first, which wasn't good enough.
Yeah, and we tried to get the ball in early in the second half to Colum and Michael Murphy, and that wasn't working either because if you don't clean catch, they seem to have two or three players around for the breaking ball all the time.
No, that's right, Charlie. I mean, that seemed to be the only tactic that we could have played in the circumstances, you know. But at the same time, we got very, very limited success from it, you know. And as I said, I mean, they were scoring at will, really.
Yeah.
You know, I think they had very, very few wides, and you know, it was one-way traffic, and it's just very hard to sum up.
Yeah. Reality check. You know, after the two victories, everybody said this would be the first real test. I suppose the only good thing about it is you've got a chance to get back to the starting blocks for next Saturday night in Ballybofey against Down. That now becomes a key game for Donegal, John Joe.
Oh, it does, surely. But, I mean, the word that you said there was exactly what was going to come sooner or later, you know. That's our first defeat in the year, and that probably came at a good time, if there is a good time to get a reality check, you know. But, yeah, we've 3 weeks. We've 3 busy weeks now, and we'll have a wee chat in here with the boys afterwards, you know, because... I mean, I guess only within the four walls of the dressing that you can dig up the reserves to push on, and you know, I'm confident that we'll do that.
Yeah, and Down's the ideal team coming to Ballybofey, because obviously we looked further down the road. You got a championship, you beat them in the McKenna Cup. They only drew with Tipperary, so perhaps an ideal game to throw down in front of the boys now when you go back into the dressing room.
It is a good game, but at the same time, I mean, like, I think just we as a panel just have to look at ourselves and get our own house in order, and then regardless what team is coming to town. But yeah, you're right there, Charlie. It is the fact that we're playing Down in the championship. You'd expect a bit of spice to be in it. So we'll be hoping to turn out a better display next weekend.